This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the central pivot around which our entire deen revolves around, the entire deen goes around this particular aspect, is belief, conviction, fear and love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of all the above emotions that I have made mention of. Hamare deen mein sabse zyada bunyadi rukn hai, jiske ird gird tamam deen hai, وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے اوپر ایمان، یقین، عظمت، اللہ تعالیٰ کے خوف اور اللہ سے محبت ہے. اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہے ہی ایسا کہ سب جذبات اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ وابستہ ہوں. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that human beings must seek to appreciate the extent of the knowledge, power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fully comprehend and reflect upon His greatness. We must understand the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge and power, then we will come to have some form of realization of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala in various ways in the Holy Quran has spoken about the greatness, the majesty, the knowledge of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 9th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives a small example about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, I would like to see you. Main aapko dekhna chahta hoon. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Lan tarani. Oh Musa, aap nahi dekh sakte ho. You can't see me. You can only see me in Jannat. Here you can't see me. Walakin anzur ilal jabal. But just look at this mountain. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If the mountain stays on its place, maybe you will be able to see me. آپ اس پہاڑ کی طرف دیکھیں. اگر وہ اپنے جگہ پر قائم رہے, تو ہو سکتا ہے کہ آپ مجھے دیکھیں. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِقًا. When Allah Ta'ala manifested His majesty upon that mountain, that mountain was raised down to the ground into bits and pieces. جب اللہ تعالیٰ نے تجلی دکھایا اس پہاڑ کیوں, تو پہاڑ ریزہ ریزہ ہو گیا. And حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام fell down unconscious, بے ہوش ہو کر گر پر. And he said, فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That, oh Allah, I seek my protection and forgiveness of asking you and requesting you about something that I cannot be able to fulfill in this world. And Jami Tirmizi ki riwayat hai that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala on that day only revealed just this little bit of His tajalli. Just little bit of His tajalli, and the entire mountain was raised down to the ground. Such is the knowledge of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Luqman tells us, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُهُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِرَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Take the entire trees of this world, not only of one city or one street. Take the trees of the entire world and make those trees into pens. Make the oceans into ink. And add another 7 oceans in ink. Go and write down the greatness of Allah. The trees will become finished. The oceans of ink will become finished. The greatness of Allah won't get finished. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran makes mention with regard to this. That some, take all the trees and take all the ink of the oceans and write down the greatness of Allah and the knowledge of Allah, that will become finished. The trees will become finished. The oceans will become finished. The greatness of Allah will never get finished. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Allah belongs the authority of what is in the heavens, what is in the earth, what is between the heavens and earth. وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. And to Allah belongs the authority of what is in the crust of the earth. زمین و آسمان کے مالک, مشرق و مغرب کا مالک صرف اور صرف اللہ تعالیٰ ہے. The power and the authority between the heavens and earth, what is between the heavens and earth, what is in the earth, the east and the west, belong only to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can happen without the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He has full control and authority over his entire creation. تمام مخلوقات کے پر اللہ سبحانہو وتعالی کی حاکمیت ہے. حضرت مریم, اللہ تعالیٰ makes mention of it in Surah Ali Imran, that the angel came and said, Allah is going to give you a child without being married, without any male touching you. So she said, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ. How will this happen? قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. How can I get a child when no human being has touched me? تو اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ makes mention, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے لئے آسان ہے. It's very easy for اللہ تعالیٰ. He creates whatever he wants. اِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. When he wants to create something, he say, come, it becomes. وہ اگر کوئی چیز کو کر سکتا ہے, کرنا چاہتے ہیں, تو بس کن فیکون. Just says کن, becomes, and he gives the order and it becomes. And everything, it comes in one narration, the heavens and earth, the seven heavens of earth and earth, in the hands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like a mustard seed in your hand. Like a seed, like a small mustard seed. The way a small mustard seed is in our hand, the heavens and earth in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even less than a mustard seed. This is, and even things that what you and I take for granted, is in the hands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ سَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. You and I will look out, you know, many times you find us after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, when you see the birds are flying, and they're flying in such a beautiful structure. They've got a particular way of flying. And you think that this is just a normal aspect of nature, the birds flying. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. What is that keeps them suspended between the heavens and earth? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. یہ پرندے, اس کو جو ہے نا آسمان کی طرف وہ جب چلتے ہیں, تو وہ صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات کی بنا پر اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے حکم سے وہ چلتے ہیں. Only by the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fly in the earth and in the heavens and in the atmosphere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that everything belongs to Almighty Allah. Maliki yawmiddin. He is the master of the day of judgment. And now you know, Allah is a master in this world also. Allah ta'ala can do anything. Allah has full power. We can decide something, abti anta turid wa ana urid wa la akulu illa ma urid. Oh my banda and my bondsman, you can decide. You can make a decision. You can make an intention. But nothing will happen but what I intend. And now in this world, therefore, although Allah Ta'ala is in full control over everything in this universe, but Allah Ta'ala to an extent gives us some form of control for the sake of the proper running of affairs in this world. So human being says, my car, my life. Nowadays everything is mine thing. So even the woman also, when they want to do abortion, they say my body. Now they don't realize that they are impacting upon another life, but that's a different matter. But here in this world, Allah gives us a small semblance of a false sense of some form of authority. A person says my wealth. But what is his wealth? In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, human being says my wealth, but what is his wealth? His wealth is that which he has utilized And his wealth is that which he has sent forward in front to Almighty Allah to benefit him after he passes away. Whatever left, whatever other wealth is, it is going to be left to his heirs. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala in this world gives us a small semblance of some sort of authority. And if there wasn't that, there would have been chaos. It's Allah's wisdom that Allah Ta'ala has given. So a person got a title deed so no one can come in, take control over his house or his wealth, etc. But on the day of Qiyamah, nothing will happen besides what Allah... You won't be able to speak without the permission of Almighty Allah. The evil doers, Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Mu'minun, رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِكْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ظَالِينَ. Oh Allah, misfortune had come over us, and we had done wrong. أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Send us back into this world. جو جنہوں نے غلط کام کیا وہ کہیں گے اللہ تعالیٰ کو یا اللہ ہمیں دوبارہ زمین میں بھیج دے ہم ابھی جو ہے نا نیک عمل کریں گے تو اللہ تعالیٰ ان سے کیا فرمائیں گے وَقَدْ اللہ تعالیٰ تَلَّمْ اِخْسَعُوا فِيهَا get out of my sight وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ don't even speak to me there you won't be able to speak to anyone without the permission of Allah here you can speak Allah gives you some form of authority Maliki Yawmi Deen, he is a master of the day of judgment. Even to this extent, that when Allah Ta'ala gives Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the right to intercede, Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith, that human being will go to all the prophets, and all the prophets will refuse to intercede. Insan kya kahenge? Wo sab anbiya ke paas jayenge. Allah Ta'ala se kahe ke hisab shuru kare. Chahe jo bhi ho. Tell Allah Ta'ala to start off the hisab. We can't wait any longer. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam will say, Allah Ta'ala is in such tajalli. Allah Ta'ala, his tajalli is such a great extent. His magnificence is so great. We don't have the courage to approach Allah. The Anbiya will say, we don't have the courage to approach Allah. Only one person, one great person, will take up the cudgels on behalf of humanity. And that is why our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will go down in sijda for one whole week. Ek hafte tak main sijda mein jaunga. And do you know what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? I will praise Allah the way no one praised Allah like that. I don't even know what words I'm going to praise Allah. And then afterwards Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak. Oh Muhammad, lift up your head. Sil, tu'ta, ishfa, tushaffa. Ask, I will grant you. Intercede, I will accept your intercession. Even that great human being, his intercession will be with the permission of Allah. And Allah will accept his intercession. My dear respected brothers, all of this, I'm just giving a small example. All of this must make us realize that nothing can happen in this world to you and I without the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens in this world with Allah Ta'ala's permission. Allah Ta'ala grant honey from bees. The bee has to suck the nectar of 6 million flowers to make one jar of honey. Poison in the snake, color in the fruit, taste in the fruit. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ عَنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ سِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ سِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah Ta'ala has made different types of flowers, sometimes and different types of fruits, sometimes different types of vegetation. Look at the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes one branch in one tree, the same fruit, and it is irrigated, it is nourished by the same water. One tree, one branch, the same fruit, given the same water. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُقُلِ. But one particular fruit is sweet, the other one is not sweet. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعَيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعَيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعَقِلُونَ. In this there is science for people who have intelligence and they want to reflect. That everything happens with the permission of Almighty Allah. Wallahi, my dear respected brothers, you and I, we take things for granted. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. We can't speak one word but if Allah Ta'ala wish. But if Allah Ta'ala give us the permission, I cannot lift up this finger except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can happen. We take things for granted. I made mention somewhere, I read somewhere, that there was this very great, I think it was Henry Ford, was someone who was so wealthy. Towards the end of his life, his eyelids, the muscle in his eyelids failed him, because of which he couldn't keep his eye open. He had to put a small matchstick to keep his eyes open in between the eyelids. If Allah Ta'ala makes the muscle in our eyelids fail, we won't be able to open and close our eyelids. Everything happens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is a permission, this is a situation, what do we do? You and I need to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realize the need to remember Allah, then realize the need to obey Allah, realize the need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every one of our needs. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if your shoelaces break down, ask Allah. Chute ki tasme bhi agar tujh jaye, to Allah ta'ala se poochho. Because if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want, you won't be able to even lift, go down, to bend down, to even tie your own laces. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because Allah needs it. You and I need it. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if every one of you become the greatest sinners, it won't make one difference to Allah's greatness. If every one of you become obedient to Allah, sab wali ban jaye, to Allah Ta'ala ke zaat aur Allah Ta'ala ki azmat mein koi dharra barabar farak nahi hoga. It won't make one difference, an iota of difference to the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need our ibadat, but Allah Ta'ala appreciates and Allah wishes that we must turn to Him. وَإِذَا سَعْلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَهِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh my beloved Habib, when my bondsmen ask you about me, tell them I am very close to them. They must call to me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ. I will listen to their call, and I will listen to their du'as if they call towards me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them call towards me. Let them make du'a towards me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. That I can guide them upon the right path. In one riwayat, in one narration, there is that when human being turns towards anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ibn Adam, ila man huwa iltafit. Iltafat ila man huwa khayru minni. Allah ta'ala says, who have you turned towards? Have you turned towards someone who is better than me? And then when we turn towards Almighty Allah, there are two ways. One is Allah ta'ala is Malikul Mulk. Allah ta'ala Malikul Mulk. You know, He is the King of all kings. And that particular attribute of Allah demands that you and I turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as servants, as slaves, in the lowest possible form, with humility. And this happens in Salat. Allah ta'ala ki ek sifat ye hai ki Allah ta'ala malikul mulk. Aur is sifat ki haisiyat se hum jo hai na, wo Allah ta'ala ke samne jaise bilkul bikari ki tarah, or khuddam ki tarah, khadim ki tarah, bilkul we go in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like slaves. In front of Allah ta'ala, that is like we find in Salat. In Salat, everything emphasizes and radiates humility. We stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with due humility. We go down into ruku, we go down into sijda. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't run into the masjid. Ye ek Allah ta'ala ki ek haisiyat hai. Another particular aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love for Almighty Allah. Allah is the beloved. Allah mahbub hai. Sabse zyada mahbub. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe in Allah, who are believers, they have intense love for Almighty Allah. جو مؤمنین ہیں وہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے بے حد پیار کرتے ہیں, بے حد محبت کرتے ہیں. Today you and I, unfortunately when we talk of love, we only know one word of love, one way of love between male and female, and unfortunately sometimes also in the wrong sense. The true love is we have love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything of our life must be covered in the life of, in the love of Almighty Allah. Hajj is one such example. Hajj is a demonstration of the love of Almighty Allah. Whatever happens in Hajj, it is out of the love for Almighty Allah. The Haji leaves his house, his environment, he comes in front of Almighty Allah. Why? He loves Allah. That's why he's going to the house of Almighty Allah. Why do you leave your home, your environment, your comforts, go through trials, go through challenges? But for the love of Almighty Allah. You have to contend with authorities. You have to contend with visa problems. You have to contend with this. This is so expensive. But people go to it. Why? Because of the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wear two pieces of cloth, which you normally won't wear. If anyone wears those in normal circumstances, you'll say, kya kar rahe ho? You don't have clothes at home that you are wearing two pieces of cloth and two pieces of towel. But there you wear it because Allah ta'ala loves it. It comes in one hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa said, on the plains of Arafah, when the haji is in his ihram, Allah ta'ala boasts about the haji in front of the angels. Oh my angels, unzuru ila zuwari bayti, look at my bondsmen, look at my servants. Kajjauni shufani hubara, they have come to me, their hair is disheveled, they haven't combed their hair for 3 days, they haven't put perfume upon them, they haven't put soap on their hands for 3 days, but they have come out of my love, because I told them to do so, therefore they have come. The Arabic poet had said, Amurru ala diyari diyaru layla, uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidar. I go around the house of Almighty Allah, I touch this, I look at this in amazement, in love. The house of Almighty Allah, which symbolizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't love it, I don't touch it because of the structure itself. I touch it because it represents my Creator. It's a symbol of the house of Almighty Allah. It is a symbol of my Allah. Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi was making tawaf one day. So he heard a young woman singing poetry out of love. And one of those particular aspects, you know, the ulama have written with regard to that poem, and was that, when my love overtakes you, I can't control myself. So Junaid al-Baghdadi said, what are you saying in front of the Kaaba and the Baytullah? What are you saying in front of the Kaaba and Baytullah? She said, Junaid, don't misunderstand me. I'm talking about the love of the one that has brought you here. And then she said, Junaid, who is tawaf you making? And Junaid al-Baghdadi said, I'm making tawaf of the Baytullah. And she looked up towards the heaven and said, Ya Allah, amazing are your human beings. They leave you and they make tawaf of a structure. There was nothing wrong, the structure represents Allah. But look at her love. Huh? She said, Ya Allah, amazing are human beings. They leave you. Junaid al-Baghdadi fainted. When he got up, that woman had gone. My dear respected brothers, we must bring our life to be colored by the love of Almighty Allah. Then we will see every aspect, whether our remembrance of Allah, our namaz, everything will take a different color and a different hue and a different way. The Urdu poet had said, Muhabbat ka junoon baqi nahi, wo dil wo arzu baqi nahi, namaz, roza, qurbani aur hajj, sab baqi hai, tu baqi nahi. We have namaz, we have roza, we have qurbani, we have hajj. But that love which is supposed to be there when we do those things, that is absent. And together with the many other lessons that we learn from hajj, one of them is to do things out of the love of Almighty Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وقد أتى عليه حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا فسواه وأعد له على كثير ممن خلق فضله وجعله سميعا بصيرا ثم هداه السبيل ونسب له الدليل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا أما الكافرون فأعتدنا لهم سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا يعذبون بأصناف العذاب ينادون ويلا ويدعون ثبورا وأما الشاكرون فنعمهم وكرمهم ولقاهم نذرة وسرورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا فسبحان من بيده ملكوت كل شيء لم يزل ولا يزال عليما قديرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه بين يدي الساعة ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وآتاه جوامع الكلم ومنابر الحكم ووعده مقاما محمودا وجعله سراجا منيرا أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون فإني أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله وأحذركم يوما عبوسا قمطريرا يوم تبلى كل نفس ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا تجد نصيرا يا ابن آدم خير الحكمة خشية الله وخير الغنى غنى القلب وخير الزاد التقوى وخير ما أوتيتم العافية وكان ربك قديرا وخير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا عهد له وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وامحو عيوبنا وعد ديوننا وكلنا معينا وزهيرا واقض حاجاتنا واشف آهاتنا واستر عوراتنا وكفى بربك مجيبا قريبا عليما خبيرا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جهد به وكفر فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله تعالى من سماع اللغو وفضول الخبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر بدا فيه بنفسه وثنى بالملائكة المسبحة لقدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من برية جنه وإنسه فقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين، خصوصا منهم بالأصل العريق خليفة أول بلا فصل بالتحقيق إمامنا بالحق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب المزين المنبر والمحراب إمامنا بالحق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى جامع القرآن كامل الحياء والإيمان والوقار إمامنا بالحق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب مركز الولاية والقضاء كرم الله وجهه إمامنا بالحق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم. اللهم وفقنا ووفق المسلمين جميعا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في أرض الإسلام وفي كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم أيدهم بتعيده وأهلك، والعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك ويتعدون حدودك. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا توبة نصوحا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Yanakumati salah, yanakumati salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Please stand shoulder to shoulder and straighten ourselves, for in that lies the perfection and completion of our salah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك العالى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشية عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم مغفرتك اوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك ارجى عندنا من اعمالنا. اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم لقنا حجة الإيمان عند الممات. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته وجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم إنا نسألك دوام العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك الشكر على العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا.